look how cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Alright, that's it for the show today. Thanks for listening. Have a good week and a good massive music weekend. Once again, I'm on Sunday at 1 p.m. doing Love, 7 p.m. doing the Alley Cats, and 8:30 p.m. doing Flower Traveling Band on Sunday, March 21st, 2021, here on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. See ya.
Senator John McCain, and I'm from Arizona, but when I'm in Pittsburgh, I always listen to WRCT, one of the finest stations in all of radio, and Carnegie Mellon University is one of the finest academic institutions in our country. Be sure at your next election to vote early and vote often.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Would you look at your clock, your watch? Look at your VCR right now. Look what time it is. Yeah, it is time that we do a thing called the Midnight Mock, unless, of course, it's Tuesday, and then we do the 5 o'clock mock because it is of the mocking hour here during this program called Viva La Mock. Before I get to the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale. 412-821-8484. So I have a McGarrigle Sisters mock. Or if it's McGarrigle, then I'm saying it wrong, but I'm going to say the McGarrigle, which is a Kate and Anna, coming up. Now, if you're unfamiliar, they were a sister team, Canadian. Kate was actually married to Loudon Wainwright III, which then makes her the mother of both Martha and Rufus Wainwright. And sadly, she passed away in 2010. So I found a bunch of songs that other artists have done of them, or of theirs, I should say. But I narrowed it down to 6 for this mock, and I'm starting things off from her 2008 album called Mockingbird with some Alison Moore. It is a McGarrigle Sister mock. That's what we'll call it. Happening right here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
So good, I soon forgot. We could sit and talk till words were coming out our ears, not just for days or weeks or months, but it's been years, and here they come, here they come, my tears. But could it be you were stalling? have a way of calling. Leave it and head south.
Love, it's not I. Who did I try? Hard enough. Hard enough. And this is why I'm saying goodbye. I've had enough. Don't see the pain in me. It's plain enough, plain enough. You're never here to catch the chance. I cry for us. I cry. Us. I'll take my share, but I'll be fair. There's not much stuff easy enough, and if you choose, I'll break the news.
This party was tall, so very tall. Tried and tried to put aside time to talk, but without love, so I'll just pin this note within your coat and leave the This is why I'm saying goodbye. I've had enough. I've had enough.
Pet Shop Boys wrapping up a mock of the McGarrigle Sisters with their version of I Cried For Us. Came out as a B-side to their Together single from 2010. You can also find it on their Yes, Further Listening, I'm sorry, release of tracks from 2008 till 2010. Hey, before the Pet Shop Boys, how about some Linda Ronstadt from 1993? She had a couple contenders. She had a song that she did back in 82, but I went for her version of Heartbeats Accelerating from Winter Light from 1993. Also some Broken Social Scene doing their version of Mother Mother. Now that came from a tribute to the McGarrigle Sisters called Sing Me the Songs from 2013. The only track I decided to play from the tribute album. Everything else was just someone put it on one of their albums. They're like, hey, I like their work so much, I'm covering it on this album. Much like Kirsty MacColl must have said back in the late 80s, because it was 1989 that the Kite album came out. And she did the song that I have going on in the background, which mostly is there in French, and the title's in French, and the Mockster barely conquered the English language, so it's like comprend pour sous Catherine. I don't know. I'm Joey on Friends when it comes to trying to speak French. I could read it like I would think it would be read, complaint pour Saint Catherine, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong. So yeah, French is not within my repertoire. However, repertoire is a French word, I believe. So I don't know. The Mockster's all mixed up, but that was some Kirsty MacColl. Twiggy. How about Twiggy from 1977 from her Please Get My Name Right album with My Town? Start off the entire sets with some Alison Moore. Went back to 2008's Mockingbird for Go Leave. That was a McGarrigle Sisters mock, Kate and Anna. Again, Kate passed away in 2010, sadly, and is the mother of Rufus and Martha Wainwright. So if you think I can't conquer the French language, which you don't have to think it. I'll just tell you that. Don't even try to have me say something that's Icelandic. I believe one of the hardest languages to learn as a second language But I can tell you is that a member of Sigur Rós has a birthday today, turning 46 years old. So I thought I'd play something from Sigur Rós' second album, which, again, you can't ask me to tell you the name of the album. Just to let you know that. But I can tell you the English translation of the track I am playing, which is it's either Sleeping Angels or it's Sleepwalking Angels. So I can kind of tell you what it is. But I want to play some Sigur Rós. I don't know, that Pet Shop Boys and even that Linda Ronstadt song kind of got me in this dreamy mood of sorts. So we're kind of slowing it down for the last half hour of the program with some Sigur Rós and other songs. Other songs. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. I appreciate you tuning in on a early Saturday morning at this point, or a afternoon drive on a Tuesday, to listen to what I have to say, do, or play. More great music for you coming up, including this.
Thank you. There's a band couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses couldn't drag me away. No sweeping exit.
your horn. I had no chance at home to watch you grow up so sadly. From the very last time you waved and honked your horn to a face that turned away so pale and worn, I had no chance at all to let you know you left me sadly.
From his Meet Glen Campbell album, that's Glen Campbell doing The Replacements, Sadly Beautiful, here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Were you listening a few weeks back when I was talking about shows that you're just glad you saw? And I don't know if I mentioned this one back then, but I got a chance to see Glen Campbell on his final tour, and I'm glad I saw that. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal, and we do miss him. Hey, Flying Burrito Brothers in there as well. Speaking of missing someone, Chris Etheridge, bass player of the Flying Burrito Brothers, passed away on this day. Well, actually, technically now yesterday, at the age of 65, 9 years ago. I went back to play some Wild Horses because also you might have heard me earlier in the show talk about how the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers album, celebrating its 50th year of its release this weekend. Now, the Stones version was on Sticky Fingers, and even though that is a Jagger Richards pen tune, Keith Richards gave it to Graham Parsons first, and Flying Burrito Brothers were the first artist to actually release that song. And from what I've seen and read and all that, that did not make Mick Jagger happy. He was kind of ticked off about that, but I guess he got over it. Hey, the Mary Janes, before that, doing their version of CCR's Bad Moon Rising, because Doug Clifford, I know it's late, Doug Clifford, the drummer for CCR, born on this day, April 24th, 1945. Unless, of course, you're listening on Tuesday, you're like, that's not this day. Just ignore that. Started off the set with some Sigur Rós from their second release with Sleepwalking Angels. Because John, I'll just say his name's John. It's probably Jan. Celebrating a birthday today. Number 46. 46, I can do the math. Oh, you know what? When I played that Sigur Rós, and I was thinking, you know, we came out of that, well, Pet Shop Boys doesn't really qualify within that, but that Linda Ronstadt was kind of a dreamy dream pop, and it made me think of the show we have on this station called Nucleotapes. Now, what is it? It's a show that takes a closer look at an artist's musical DNA. Now, Claude Glass, what he does is he actually digs into the discographies of some of college radio's most beloved artists like Talking Heads, Yellow Tango, the Cocteau Twins, putting the main focus on unexpected influences and overlooked contemporaries with modern bands that they've inspired included. Yeah, they're mapping the musical genome one legendary band at a time. This past week, they did Shoegazer. Or he did Shoegazer, I should say. But he had a guest, so they did it. It's Mondays at 5 here on WRCT with an encore presentation on Thursdays. Check WRCT.org for the full schedule. Hey, we're wrapping up this program. So if it's a Tuesday afternoon, it's almost dinner time. And if it's a Friday night or early Saturday morning, I guess maybe it's almost bedtime for some. For some. Like me, the mockster. So what I'm going to do is play you three more songs. And like the cowboy I am, I'm going to jump on my horse and I'm going to ride into the sun with some Lou Reed. He starts the show. He's coming close to finishing the show. It's Viva La Mock.
Looking for another chance for someone else to be. Looking for another place to ride into the sun. Ride into the sun.
Doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why. Feel so cold and all alone. Baby, I'm not home. Even when I'm home, big deal, I'm still alone.
when the darkness surrounds you and you think that they can't find you and you want to end it all and slip away. When they strap you to the chair and you're not going anywhere and you think that no one cares, well, maybe it's true. Can't forget the fool you made me. The scars forever tattooed to me. You know that I will never be the same. I hope you get what you deserve. You really had a lot of nerve. Now you're tattooed on my heart like a set club.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West. And the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so's not to look. Everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town almost 15 years ago, and I've been here since that time. But it's just been in the past 5 years or so that I've had this job of mine.
almost killed my wife and children. That had its effect on my mind. So when the sheriff offered me the dreaded job of hangman, I said, that suits me fine. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. You hear from some prophet or some preacher, 'cause I know that revenge is sweet. And I can't help but grin at every single outlaw when all of a sudden there's no horse under his feet. And you probably think I'm strange, you might think that I'm disgusting, but it's my job, I handle it with pride. I've nothing left to live for since the passing of my family. My heart died with them, so did my mind. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty.